מייאש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב. איי 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 מי
friends, the tents on duty today, are Peter, Minsk, Tbilisi. Please, Tbilisi group, let's hear from them.
Избранные, самые-самые серьезные люди в мире, мира. Дорогие друзья,
the most chosen people in the world. Dear friends, this last weekend we had the privilege to have this ingenious congress in Africa, and this event simply gave us tremendous confidence on the path. Apparently the whole world already knows about the wisdom of Kabbalah, about our path. It turns out that there are many, many friends there, hearts that are on fire. It's pointless to look at any disturbances. The most important is to rise above our nature. Of course, help each other to do it. But ahead of us, there is a huge future. The world is expecting it of us. The Creator is expecting it of us. And this is the tremendous action that is hidden in the body of creation itself. So l'chaim, dear friends, l'chaim, bnei baruch. And now we're moving on to Petach Tikva.
It's written,
the people stopped there as one man with one heart, meaning that all of them had one purpose, which is to benefit the Creator. And we should understand, how can they be as one man in one heart? For it is known that the sages said that as their faces are different, so do their views differ. And how can they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we say that each and every one worries only for himself, it follows that they cannot be as one man, for they are dissimilar. However, when they all revoke their own personal authority and all are concerned only with the benefit of the Creator, their personal views are no longer personal, for all these individuals are annulled and enter the single authority. Peter Group, please.
A question for an active workshop. What have I come to the lesson for? What have I come to the lesson for? Go ahead.
אנחנו הגענו לשיעור ביחד.
We came to the lesson together. I just opened up the prayer we composed yesterday, because it seems to me that we've come to the lesson in order to adhere together to one prayer. So we wrote about this question. We wrote this question, what do we come to the lesson for? Put in my heart and the friend's heart the power to be concerned about each other, to love and connect in order to give you contentment, and let the friends overcome all the hindrances, because they want to overcome all the interruptions that go against connection. And let them adhere to one thought, and I will never stop asking for my friends, so that we're all connected to the light during the lesson, because by that we acquire your holy form. From the depths I've called you, from the depths of the sea, hear my voice, from whence will aid come? There is none else besides you.
I'm grateful for the question, because until they asked that question aloud, I just brought my donkey here, I made him sit in the chair here, it wasn't clear why. So thank you for the question, thank you for Gershon for reminding me for the prayer that we wrote yesterday. We made it into a prayer of the 10, and really we have come here in order to ask for each other light, connection.
Yeah, no doubt. I came to the lesson in order to give contentment to the Creator by giving contentment to the friends. I'm here only for my dear friends in order to give some contentment back to the Creator through them, and with the hope of attracting the light to our efforts together as a 10. Together as a 10, we should expect, anticipate the light of the Creator with every moment.
Yes, like each and every day when we come here in order to bestow contentment with the Creator, there is no other reason, only to bestow and reach a complete prayer that we will be able to do it.
I came to the lesson because that's my commitment to the friends. It's an inseparable part of our lives and our daily flow. And from those irons we begin, and later we reach those higher stages that Dudi talked about.
Yes, this is our mutual commitment, because one who, God forbid, doesn't come to the lesson, he is denying all of his friends from the reforming light, because only in a complete ten and a common effort can we truly adapt ourselves, match ourselves as a kli to the light. Therefore, our presence here, our effort here, is entirely for the friends and out of our connection to bring contentment to the Creator.
I
came here to ask for correction. So, I love you very much, but at the end of this lesson, I'd like to love you X plus one, to see the virtues of the friends, to see how the Creator toys with us, and to ask for all of this to come true between us, that we'll feel our interdependency, that we'll have the strength, even if we don't feel it, to work truly as one.
I came to the lesson in order to reach the love of the Lord through the love of the friends, and to ask of that power, that force, to instill in the heart the ability to love in general, the friends and myself.
Also, of course, to establish the importance we have to, or we feel towards our central meeting spot, meeting place, together as a 10, as one, together with writings of the Kabbalists, with the Kabbalist in the lesson, together with this whole incredible world kli, in its infinite state of development, to lead the whole of creation to the end of correction. This is our place, this lesson. It's the place where we set our correct attitude towards the purpose and the goal.
Well, each lesson. Now the task is, write down your common appeal to the Creator so that everything that you now said will be realized. Hold this prayer with Arvut throughout the lesson. Again, a task. Write down your common plea to the Creator so that everything that you now spoke about will be realized. Hold this prayer in Arvut throughout the lesson.
Lehagid, lehagid, baboker chaslecha. Lehagid, lehagid, baboker chaslecha. Lehagid, lehagid, baboker chaslecha.